What'd you think? If I could be serious for just a moment and get total silence, I have something very profound to say. And that is, fuck Australian Pink Floyd. They got nothing to us! I heard they have sex with kangaroos and all that shit. All right, I'm sorry. All right, so I want to introduce the main players here tonight. First of all, you're still having a good time. You're all right, right? All right, I think I'm going to start off with the saxophone player tonight. He's got his own band. He's a hell of a singer, actually. You can't believe it. His band is called the Deep Six, and his name is Dave Farver. Here he comes. Come on, Dave Farver, you're supposed to be ready. There he is. I think we'll take care of keyboards now. This is a guy that longtime member of The Urge. He's got the funkiest hair tonight. His name is Bill Ryder. Here he comes right now. We're going to switch to the lead vocalist now, and a guy who on the weekends is known as Joe Dirt. But to us, he is one hell of a singer and just a creative guy. His name is Mark Quinn. Here he is. We actually have a new member this year in the band, a new keyboard player. And as you can tell, it's pretty involved, and he has done a great job. His name is Jake Elking. Here comes Jake. All right, so everybody kind of gets a hard on when the girls sing, right? Let's start off with the least amount of tenure. She's been with us now for 2 years. She's the girl in the middle. Her name is Mindy Myrick. Our next beautiful woman has been with us for about 4 or 5 years. We were trying to figure it out last night. Sings her ass off. Tandra Williams. And our other beautiful woman has been with us since day one. And she sings in Dr. Shavegas. And she sings for you, Ermini Cannon! Now, as you can tell, there are a super amount of talent up here. But if you ask anybody in this band who is the most talented guy, they will say the drummer, without a doubt. He's a longtime member of The Urge. He's known as Johnny Dirt on the weekends. He's also known as the human metronome. I give you a nice Italian boy, John Pozzoni. All right, the guy that came out and sang Have a Cigar, played guitar. His band will be playing here this Wednesday, King of the Hill, that he was in late 80s, early 90s. We hope you all come, because not only can he sing, but he's a better guitar player, actually. But he's a great guy. This is Jimmy Griffin! I just don't want to miss it. Okay, now we move over to the far side. This is the guy, I think it was him and Andy that said, 1999, can we do a Pink Floyd tribute? We did it at Mississippi Nights, and we did 800 people. And these three nights, we will do 5,500 people. He is known as Jethro Dirt on the weekends. His name is Kevin Gagnepain. All right, make sure I'm not missing people. Before I get to the last couple of band folks, I want to acknowledge the crew, because obviously you know the shit that goes on up here. They ain't like one or two guys, all right? It's Randy Knowles, Carol Ivich, Stephanie Asbed, Tim Kresko on the sound tonight, which is unbelievable. Rob Hogue, Matt Bryan, and Ryan Ellis. Let's hear it for them. On guitar, and he's got blonde streaks in his hair this year. I didn't recognize him. He works at the St. Charles Guitar Exchange, and he kicks ass on guitar. His name is Brian Green. All right, I think there's just one more. Yeah, I didn't miss anybody. All right, our last guy. I keep trying to get him to move back home from L.A., but his boy lives out there, so I understand. But I said last night, he's from St. Charles, and he is as St. Charles as they come. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Schmidt. All right, I'm looking down my list. I think I got them all. We're not finished yet. How many of you have tickets for tomorrow night? Anybody? Right on. Thank you for being out here tonight. We'll see you next year. Merry Christmas. And the show must go on.
The show must go on.